Healthcare is also, along with other agencies, is starting an accessibility certification process, which we'll see where that goes too. But Bookshare, RNIB, and Vision Australia, and maybe somebody else, are developing accessibility certification for EPUB documents.
And I think there are five major textbook publishers in the U.S. Do you see any sign that they're going to even think about making the books accessible out of the box?
They have people working on these committees. And they are also aware of these issues. Let me mention one other thing about the accessibility stuff. The NFB held a conference about EPUB accessibility back in March. One of the interesting things that I learned at that conference was that in doing image descriptions, people have said, well, somebody needs to write a good description of this image. And one of the publishers said, you know what we found out is the best thing to do, and we're starting to write it into our contracts. We want the author to write the image description of the image that they've put into their book, because they're the ones that know why they put it there and what it's supposed to mean. We'll see how that all works out. I was telling Mr. Mattson earlier this morning, all of these things are works in progress, and nothing is really as set in stone as the lawyers would like it to be. And we all that are working with mathematics in any way or shape are pioneers. And I think that's probably the way it's going to be for a long time to come. My opinion, anyway.
All right. So it's a question from John.
Yes.
Yes, John.
There are beginning to appear web documents that have math, ML in them.
Right.
Or tech in them.
Right.
Because of math jacks, mm-hmm. they're pretty accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Do I understand that even though EPUB 3 includes math ML as one of the standards, that a publisher cannot do that in EPUB because somewhere or other or somebody's not going to be able to read it?
Not including math jacks within the publication. EPUB can include JavaScript, and that's math jacks is, as I understand it, a lot of JavaScript programming. But one of the issues, and I don't understand it fully, is that when you get into educational testing and other things, there are a lot of places that prohibit scripts from being run. Mm-hmm. They don't want any kind of scripts from being run because they might result in some kind of cheating or something being out of the producer's control. And so, no, I think that math jacks is probably allowable in there too. And I don't think, there's some people that say the math ML is already dead. It's not being supported by browsers well enough. And math jacks is the way to do all of this mathematics. Again, it's a lot of this is in a state of flux.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. I actually have the easiest part, and my message is very simple. Once you set it up, you need to learn Braille, get at least a 40-character Braille display, and just look at it. The people who wrote both the JAWS version of what I'm going to show you and the NVDA version, which is Design Science Playing Math Type Math Player, the people who made this accessible spent huge amounts of time making it accessible for speech and allowing you to do all this stuff for speech, chop an equation up, put place markers in. Guys, if you just look at it, you won't have all. I'm saying that all the stuff they did is virtually not useful, and it's a waste of energy. But that's my message. You won't hear it again. It's an opinion. There are those who disagree. Let me just say this one philosophical thing. When you hear philosophy from people, pay a whole lot more attention to what they do than what they say. And the people who learn math, my general impression is they're looking, they're not using audio. That's just that for that. Okay, let's go with this. What my real goal here is to demonstrate for you the JAWS web mathematics capability and the NVDA mathematical capability. NVDA using Design Sciences Math Type Math Player is far more advanced than JAWS. Philosophically, I don't think JAWS ever played with the industry, but we won't go there. But I think that's why their NVDA is far more advanced. All right, let's demonstrate this. I'm going to look at JAWS first, and I'm going to show you two things on JAWS, how you, to make JAWS work with mathematics, it wants the Braille display to be put in grade 2 Braille. And this can be UEB or NUMIT. I'll show you how to do that real easy. I'm on the JAWS window. What I'm going to do is hit Alt, go over to Utilities, go down to Settings, and type in the word Braille output. So I'm just going to hit Alt.
Menu bar options to navigate. Red letter right arrow period. O. Utilities. U. Menu. Synthesizer and break sound card. Synthesizer. Sound. Search for them. Settings center. E.
All right, we're in the Settings center. Hitting Enter.
Enter. Unit menus. Default left there. All applications right there. Dash JAWS Settings Center dialog.
I'm going to hit the type in Braille output.
B R A I L L E space O U T U.
Whoops.
Braille. Braille 1 of 2 search results. U T. Enter. Braille tab. 2 search results list box. Braille. Use the arrow keys as a output unified English Braille grade 2.
All right. Now I'm in a. If you remember JAWS, basically I'm in a selection field, and if you hit spacebar, you go through all the options.
Space, computer Braille 1 of space, U dot S period, English grade 1, 2, space, U dot S period, English grade 2, space, unified English Braille grade 1, space, unified English Braille grade 2, 505.
Now, you have to have your output display outputting of grade 2 Braille. I want to learn UEB literary Braille, so I have it set for UEB. Unfortunately, when you make that choice, you get the UEB mathematics as well. I wrote to JAWS in a VFO asking, suggesting that they give you this extra option. They said they'd take it under advisement, which I think they have more problems with their reorganization getting Edge out the door. I think it's going to be a very long time before they give you the option for UEB, literary, and NIMITH code math. So I've got this, NIMITH code math. Anyway, all right, that's you said output, and I said it for output grade 2 NIMITH UEB. That's what I did. But you can also select output NIMITH, which is going to get English grade 2 in the literary portions as well if you make that choice.
A. Search edit box clear period. 3 new level 0. User close escape. JAWS professional.
I'm back to the JAWS window. What I want to show you is how to get the help option for this Braille. On the website is this talk, and all the data is there, so you don't have to make notes or anything like that. It's just on John's magnificent website of access2science.com. Accessibility, and you'll see this. And all right, what I'm going to do is go Alt H for help and arrow down to help topics and then open it up there. So I'm hitting Alt.
Menu bar options, utilities, language at utilities, menu,
no.
menu bar, menu help, click more voices, JAWS help topics F1, J.
Okay, you got here faster by F1, and while I'm a believer in shortcuts, I still want to know where everything really is. I just feel more secure if I do that. So we're in this JAWS help topics, and you could get there by F1, so I'm just hitting enter.
Even menus. Once you pick a topic and press enter on the comma, use the F6 key to move to and read the information window period. JAWS 18 belt, search page.
Now when you're on this, you get the search page, but when you go into this dialog, there are three options in this dialog, and I'm putting on the JAWS cursor.
Through JAWS with easy, type in the keyword for context tab, index tab, search tab.
So you have three options, context tab, index tab, and search tab. Now you've got to go to the JAWS cursor to be able to activate those. So basically, you use the JAWS cursor to move over to search, and then you know hit the left mouse key. But it's already on search, so and I'm going back to PC.
C cursor.
And I'm going to type the word NIMITH code.
F E F E T H space C O D E.
Hitting enter.
Enter. Tab list topics button to active tab search results list box item MathML 101 to move to item 2.
So there's only one. There's MathML, and if you remember, you hit F6, you go back and forth. The pertinent data from this entry is in my that little write-up I have on the website, so we're not going to go through it today.
Escape. All right. Escape.
Let me just go to my examples.
Alt tab, JAWS professional, alt tab, C colon backslash users backslash Lewis backslash dot.
Now, in the help topics, they point to in a sample page, and again, we're in the JAWS help topics, and it's in the write-up. They point to a JAWS page in which you can use to see what they're talking about, and I've copied it to my computer because I'm weary of live demonstrations. So basically, this is their MathML example web page. I'm just going to open it up.
Enter. MathML examples dash Mozilla Firefox. Land page has 18 headings and no land. Heading level 2 area of a circle.
Okay. Now this is The simple thing, again, I told you, you just basically look at it. JAWS method on the web is you come to a math thing, you hit enter, and then you get, well, first of all, it's shown on the Braille display. It opens up a separate window, and you can hear it. It'll reach you the whole equation, but you also go left, right, up, and down. Up and down is a oral zoom option, so you can zoom on specific parts of the equation, and left and right will take you to different parts of the equation. So basically, I'm just arrowing down to a math object.
And pi r squared math content.
Now, it read pi r squared, and I'm on it, since I have math player and math type on this computer, I don't know who read me the pi r squared. I can't tell you it was not math type. And I tried to boot math player off the computer, and in the past that has disabled Firefox. I do not know why. I had to put it back to get Firefox going again, and I do not know if it's still true, but once you've been bitten a few times, you can't give up. And say, there's just things about your computer you don't know. But, all right, so basically this is simple, pi r squared. Now, basically on the computer display, I'm just hearing the word math. So I'm going to hit enter.
MathML examples dash Mozilla Firefox, math viewer, equation aggregation, the move is me.
What it has done is opened up a separate window, and I'm seeing the words pi r squared in this window. And
r squared, no higher levels for the r.
So basically I'm hitting a down arrow.
No lower levels for the current expression.
And basically I've gone down to the lowest level, which is one character at a time. So I'm going to the left.
No prior terms at this level of the current expression. 2, exponent. No more terms r. No prior terms at this level of the current expression.
I've got to go up one level, sorry.
R squared, pi.
All right, I'm on the character level, so it's going to do one letter at a time. Pi?
R squared.
R squared, okay. R squared, if I'm sitting on r squared, I'm going to go down, hit the down arrow.
R.
So it just gives you the letter R.
2, exponent.
2, exponent. So this is simple enough, but basically you hit enter, you see it on your computer screen. And yeah, did you have a question?
No.
Okay. But you're in a separate window, so you can come out of this by hitting escape.
C colon backslash user backslash.
Now what that's done, that's thrown me back in by hitting Alt Tab, and so I have to go back to my original document.
Alt Tab, MathML example, dash Mozilla.
Now since I've done that, I'm going to go down. But basically, next time I hit escape, it'll throw me back to my original source document. I'm going to go down to the next math object.
Land, heading level 2 quadratic equation. Land, x squared plus 4x plus 4 equals 0 math content.
Okay, that's, again, I hear that on my computer. I don't know if math player or draw is telling me this. What I'm seeing the word math again, I'm going to hit enter.
Sure. Math viewer, equation aggregation, the move is made.
And on my Braille display, I'm seeing the actual x squared plus 4x. I'm seeing the actual x squared plus 4x plus 4.
Right and left arrow on that part.
Yeah.
Equals 0. Right. Equals x squared plus 4x plus 4.
Okay, because
the down arrow.
X squared plus 4x.
Now
plus
your right arrow.
Yeah, right.
No more terms at this left. Plus 4 plus x squared.
Now I'm going to arrow down one more time. So basically, it's a zoom in and zoom out, not visually, but sound-wise.
X, 2, exponent. No more terms at the level of the current expression.
It tells you that the 2 is an exponent.
Yeah, and it also locked me down, so I can't get out of the first x squared term unless I hit the upper arrow once.
X squared.
Now I'm going to go across, hitting the right arrow.
Plus 4x plus 4. No more terms at the level of the current expression.
I can't get to equal 0 unless I go up one level.
X squared plus 4x plus 4 equals 0.
So it's what it does is it picks part of the equation and lets you zoom in and zoom out. Next time, if I hit escape, it's going to throw me back to the original source document.
Hey, MathML examples, plan, heading level 2 quadratic formula.
And what's exciting as this is, I'm going to go pick one more object off this page
plan,
for you.
Plan, heading level, plan, the equals left bracket table with 2 columns and 2 rows.
Okay, this is the table. This is kind of fun.
A little matrix.
Yeah, a matrix. I'm going to see, again, let you plan, just listen to it.
The equals left bracket table with 2 columns and 2 rows, right bracket math content.
All right, this has two levels, it's got 2 columns and 2 rows, so it's a square. And basically, if you go into the table and hit enter, it starts subdividing the table. Let's see, so we'll hit enter.
Sure. MathML examples, dash Mozilla Firefox, math viewer, equation aggregation, the move is mean partial expressions, press the arrow keys to interact with the table, press enter. The equals left bracket table with 2 columns and 2 rows, right bracket.
So basically, I'm seeing on my Braille display, A equals left bracket table. 2 columns and 2 rows, right? It's exactly what you heard. Now I'm going to take my
hit. You have to hit enter again, I think.
You get on part of the table. Which part of the table? So I'm going to hit right arrow.
Pulse. Left bracket table with 2 columns and 2 rows, right bracket.
Now I'm going to hit enter, and it takes me down to another level.
Enter. though more terms of this left bracket. Though lower, though prior terms of this little table with two columns and two rows. Though table navigation in the quit enter table navigation table with two columns and two rows x column 102 row 102 to move y column 202 x column 102.
So I'm hitting the left and right arrow, and this is the first. It's x y
z row 202. Though prior take w column 202.
So it's x y in the first row and z w in the second row. So basically, it by if your math is in a table, and I haven't really seen this done much, but they do have it covered in JAWS.
Okay, MathML examples.
I'm going to show you one more example in case we're going to go off this.
Blank, heading blank, integrals blank, heading level 2 polynomial blank, the x squared blank, heading level blank, 2x times better than blank, heading left blank, e equals f blank, heading level 2 broken set blank.
I'm looking for a sine function.
Heading level 2 of x1 blank, left fair blank, heading level 2 group of lines blank, table blank, heading level 2 sine function.
All right, this is something I want to show you, come back to a minute. So basically, sine function, going into the math area.
Blank, sine of x plus 5 math content.
Sine of x plus 5, I'm hitting enter.
Enter. Math viewer, equation navigation.
So I've got sine of x plus 5.
Press the arrow.
And what is funny, this is fine. JAWS does a good job of this, and what you hear is what you see. This isn't 100% true with the DDA. I'm now going to hit escape.
Escape. MathML examples.
All right, I'm going to turn off JAWS, Alt F4.
Okay. JAWS, quit JAWS dialog. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS ever? MathML is.
All right, we're going to let that one go away, and I'm going to bring up NVDA, Alt Control N.
Welcome to NVDA dialog. Welcome, MathML examples dash Mozilla Firefox.
So NVDA standard stuff came up, and I just hit enter and moved to this. Now, let's see.
Hi, R squared space.
I'm going to go to the top of the screen. Now, what NVDA's superiority begins to show itself, because you're just looking at the example, and you see pi R squared. There's no math viewer.
Heading level 2, no indent area of a circle.
So the area of a circle is the first sentence on this page.
Pi R squared space.
Now, you heard that, but you heard it both on JAWS and NVDA, but the question on my Braille display, I'm seeing pi r squared, there's no math viewer. There is a zoom up and down arrow function that you can zoom in on the equation. The thing is, this stuff is, it's much more there than JAWS, because you're just reading like a paper or something, you're just arrowing down the paper and it's there. And you can just arrow down, there's no going in it. Yes, they have their own math mode. You will need it sometimes, but okay. I have not gone into their math mode, and they do have one. I'm just looking at the words pi r squared, it's on my display, you heard it. So, but I can arrow down and just continue on with the paper.
Heading level 2, no indent quadratic, x squared plus 4x plus 4 equals 0 space.
All right, that's fine. I'm seeing on the display, and you just arrow down and read the paper. So reading the paper is the best way. All right, but they do have a math zoom. Let's see, it should be better be this. So I'm going to hit NVDA T Alt M.
Math. X squared plus 4 X plus 4 equals 0.
All right, I hit NVDA plus Alt plus M, and this is their math viewer. And they have the same function about arrowing up and arrowing down, arrowing left and arrowing right, except they have a very feature-rich voice functions, like you can copy part of this equation into a clipboard, and you can flip it, and you can put place markers, and all this wild, wondrous code. But if you could just look at it, you just don't need it.
Could I ask a quick question?
Yes, sir.
This is Steve Jacobs.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Now comparing NVDA playing MathML as compared to Math Player playing MathML.
I can't tell who's doing what.
Well, Math Player is working with NVDA, and JAWS is using MathJax instead, I believe. Without using Math Player at all. This is NVDA versus JAWS.
You okay, know. You're not using Math Player.
Math Player is being used as part of NVDA to make it work.
Okay, now I got it. So they're no longer, so they integrated Math Player functionality into NVDA.
Or they talk to each other. I don't know if it's integrated. You've got to have Math Player on your computer.
Okay, but you're not getting a separate voice of NVDA. Got it.
Okay, that option does exist with NVDA if you want to, but what they tell you, the people who show this tutorial on the best way to use NVDA don't recommend it, that you just stick with the arrowing up and down, left and right, because it's a much more automated.
Yeah, I think that it used to be, the math player, if you right-clicked on an equation, assuming you could get your computer to put the mouse pointer at the right place, it would send that equation, as math player parsed it, to a Sappy speech synthesizer, really independent of whether we have a screen reader or not. I don't know if that functionality still exists. That's how they were doing that, some of that several years ago. But that didn't break it down into parts, which is what's useful for a speech user in these programs now.
This is Steve Jacobs. One more quick question.
Yes.
What do you recommend is the best combination to use?
NVDA and Math Player and probably Math Type 2, all in the same system.
Okay.
That's far in the way the best way to go.
Thank you.
And again, they have the up arrow zoom thing, and I'm going to escape, takes you out of that, and also, they didn't open up a separate window, so if you escape, you're
X squared plus.
You're in the same document. All right, now here's a little minor gotcha. I'm going to go down to the sine function again.
Heading level 2, no indent semantics, left paren, the integral, heading level.
All right, just for fun, I'm going to just talk about the integral. And what you see is what you get, and it's kind
of
cool.
Heading left, the integral from 1 to t of the fraction with numerator dx and denominator x space.
All right, boys and girls, we come to our first oddity. I talked with Neil Seufert about this, and he thinks it's a Lip-Lewy error. So you heard the correct thing. But what I'm seeing in my Braille display is the integral from 1 to t of dx over x, and then there's two extra letters, there's x1 and t1x. These aren't really there. They're not supposed to be there. And so speech is necessary because right now, and Neil was hoping for great things, the next level, Louis, he thought this sort of thing would disappear. But right now it's there, and so you need speech to correct what you see on your Braille display. I'm gonna show you a couple more examples of this.
Have someone reported that to the Lip-Lewy developers out of curiosity?
I reported it to Neil, and he has duplicated some errors. There's some errors on various documents around the system.
I know that he's on that listserv and talks to those folks. So.
Anyway, he's chasing this for me.
So this is John. So is the problem in Lip-Lewy's, or is the problem in the interpretation somehow other?
A superb question.
We don't know.
Neil was of the opinion it's a Lip-Lewy's error. He's got a new Lip-Lewy's version not released. That he said some of the errors I showed him in other documents, he says go away. I haven't asked him to test this particular line. I'm going to show you one other.
Heading 2.
I'm going to show you the sine function.
No, one law. Heading level 2, no indent. The set of all. Heading level 2, open paren. Heading level 2, no indent. Heading level 2 sine function, sine x plus 5 space.
All right, wonderful, easy. And you're just arrowing down, you're just reading, you're not going to the live view. What I see is sine, open parentheses, x, close parentheses, plus 5, and then x5. And so the extra x5 is just put there, and it's not good. All right, I'm going to go to another page. We're going out of this.
Confirm close dialog, you are about to close. C:\Users\Equivalent-Plane-Strain-Solution.html2 of 3. Equivalent-Plane-Strain-Solution-Mozilla.
What I want to show you in this is there's some longer equations, and I'm going to demonstrate a couple things. So I'm going to arrow down a little bit until I find our longer equation.
This is a
scientific paper that NVDA, MathML people have used for quite a long time, because there wasn't much on the web until Wikipedia came along for examples.
No indent where T sub H n sub is the time factor, comma, and the effect of smear and well space mu
this
equals
about,
ln of open paren n over s close paren.
Go ahead.
This is about the flow of fluids underground, I think, or through pipes, something like that. So.
All right, a little oddity here, go ahead. Okay, we're just laughing at something. All right, that's fine. I'm sorry, we're laughing at each other. We have the equation mu equals the natural log of n/s and a whole bunch of other stuff. This equation has two features on the Braille display. One, there's a dash to the far right, And you can interpret that as an telling you that there's more equation on the right side, or you interpret it as an extra minus sign. I've chosen to interpret that it's not a bug, that it's a feature. And because basically what it should say is 0.75, and what it does say on the braille display, and I'm having to toggle left and right, it says 0 minus 0.75. But I've chosen to interpret that minus meaning it's telling our braille display there's more equation to be seen.
In UEV, that would probably be a .5 as a continuation indicator rather than a .36.
Yeah. I must tell you that I don't know what the output of this is. When I told you about selecting Nimeth code, the output, that was for JAWS only. I am not sure. I think it's just Nimeth code is what you're seeing. Pure Nimeth is what you're seeing in this. Okay, that's one feature. And this is the second feature I wish they spent, besides fixing that one. If you arrow left and right your braille display, it stops the speech. So I'm going to let you hear the whole equation. Let's see.
Nope. Mu equals L of open paren and over S close paren plus open paren the fraction with numerator k sub h n sub and denominator k prime sub h n sub close paren times ln s minus 0.75 plus pi times open paren 2 l z minus z squared close paren times the fraction with numerator k sub h n sub and denominator q sub w n sub space.
We don't know n sub what?
No, okay, no, no. Well, okay, maybe, but it took me a while before I learned it was saying n sub. I think it does, because it says sub and then n sub. And so, again,
sub and n sub.
Yes, and the first time I heard that, I didn't understand n sub, but I do now. It's right, actually. All right, now this is what I'm going to show you. I'm going to start this equation over again, and what I'm going to show you is that if you toggle the braille display, it stops the speech.
No, mu equals ln of
toggling.
Open paren.
All right, that stops the speech cold. Now the problem with this is basically the speech or focus doesn't track. The braille display can't track it. There's no cursor there for it to track. So what I would have preferred if the speech would stay on and I could just toggle my braille display, advance it right, and I could hear the rest of the equation as it was being read. But what this means is you have to start, I'm on the right part of the equation, I have to start the equation over and to verify, you know, to hear it all. And while I said bad things about speech, because of these little braille features, that you really do at least have to pay attention to the speech, at least for a while, until this gets cleaned up.
So, Moses and John, that's an NVDA feature. It's coming the speech off when you toggle the braille, and I would guess that's something that could be fixed really easily. So I would suggest putting a note into the NVDA people and just pointing it out.
Okay.
Could I make one more suggestion?
Yes.
Would you perhaps ask if Catherine may have appeared?
Is Catherine up here? In
Catherine
the room?
Webster.
This is going to be real short. We get out tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
You mentioned bookmarks, and I don't know, maybe this is coming, but one of the features I really liked was students who are trying to combine like terms. So like they had something like 3x minus 4y plus 5x minus 7y plus, you know, on and on and on, that you can go through, because other people would ask me, well, is it okay, they haven't learned Braille yet, is it okay if I just read them all the variables, you know, all the x variables, and then all the, I said, no. That's the whole point of being able to combine like terms. So with those bookmarks, they can go through and just pick out all the X's and then, you know, and then they can mentally add all those or use an abacus or whatever.
So the question is, they call them place markers. And yes, there are, and you can combine like terms. Like they have place markers 0 through 9, and you can set, you know, place marker 0, 3, 6, 7 to make it to like terms. I am horrified by that. Absolutely horrified by how hard you would have to work, because the sighted world just looks at it and the braille people just look at it. So you're making students work horribly different.
I'm totally braille. Yes. Well,
you don't
mean
I am
a braille.
I
am
know,
braille. This was for students who haven't learned their braille yet or have some problem that they're, you know, maybe diabetic retinopathy, they don't have any tactile discrimination skills, cannot read the braille. No, people are often asking me, they have a student who for whatever reason is not reading or able to read Braille, you know, how would they do something like that? So no, I'm all for the Braille.
Okay, I would just say also from my experience in the 1960s, maybe I said it already, I got a lot of textbooks on tape. I only had one Braille calculus book. It was actually done by two different transcribing groups who each did it independently, not knowing about the other, and 28 volumes on their Perkins Braillers and diagrams and the whole nine yards. And it was good. They both did a pretty decent job of creating this calculus book. But after that, all the books that I had, technical stuff, either I supervised a reader to read stuff on tape, or I got them from the Iowa Library for the Blind program, where they were working with prisoners in one case and a math professor in another case. Whenever I ran across an equation that I knew I was going to need to work with some more, I would get out my Braille writer and write the thing out in my version of Nemeth code. That was because you have to take this equation apart and study it, think about it. Did I really understand where the numerator and the denominator are? Do I really understand all the pieces of this? If this is a physics problem where you can do some dimensional analysis, do all the units add up correctly? Do they make sense? Okay. Here you go.
This is Steve.
All right, many questions. Steve?
Real quick question. If you have a student who does not yet use Braille, or you have someone that just doesn't use Braille, does that animality that you pointed out between what you see in Braille and what you're hearing still exist since you're not using Braille?
No, you wouldn't see that, and hopefully Neil's next option will fix this.
And it would be clean.
Yeah, the speech is clean as far as I've seen.
Okay, thank you.
Was there another question?
Yeah, so you mentioned the...
Who's this, please? Could you give
this is Akil.
Okay.
Okay. I can't resist making a very brief comment.
Sure.
That I did a physics PhD without a Braille.
You and TV Rahman, and right. I'm convinced.
And yeah. I would not, when I lost my eyesight, I looked at Braille. I would not have been able to do maths if it were only for Braille, if it weren't for speech solutions. So I think ultimately the solution is whatever works for everybody, like whatever works for the person. And I think we should teach students Braille early in school, but we should also expose them to speech solutions by the time they're in high school, and let them figure out what works for them. Instead of telling people that you only need, that you can't do it without Braille, or you can't do it if you use Braille, let people figure it out, give them both options.
Okay.
That's a brief comment.
I'm just, for the recording, I'm gonna summarize your statement. Basically, that you should teach both optical speech and Braille, and let the student pick out which works, but like any little kid who tells you in early grades that they won't learn to read.
Yeah, early grades, I totally agree.
Prevail on, but, yeah.
The question, you mentioned copy-paste.
There is a copy-paste option, and I know very little about it because I don't want to use it. Oh, I know, you can copy part of the equation to a clipboard.
So where do you, so this is MathML.
Yeah.
You're in a browser, you can't edit in the browser directly. So where would you paste it? Can you paste it in Word and have it in Math type, or how would you paste, like,
I know the option exists in NVDA, and one of the things points to is a 50-page tutorial on how to use Math Player with NVDA, and it discusses that. I read it. I can't remember enough details. I know it exists.
Okay. And one more question. This is all great stuff, except that they did something crazy about capital letters. So you when it comes to capital letters, especially capital grade letters,
mm-hmm.
it won't save them as capital unless you go into some setting files and do some really crazy.
Oh yeah,
things.
I remember reading that.
Yeah.
So does anyone know why that's the case, and is there?
Or the comment was that the NVDA Math Player thing doesn't talk about capital letters, and frankly, I haven't seen any capital letters on the Braille display either. And
okay.
I do not know.
Okay.
I'm going to comment a little bit about Braille translators for a second, too. Most of the, nowadays, JAWS and NVDA are both using LibLui. That's an open source Braille translator, and I think we'll be hearing a lot more about it as the afternoon progresses. WindowEyes, the late WindowEyes,
used Duxbury as its translation. And in both cases, people are still working a lot of bugs out, as you can see. In NVDA, I'm sorry, LibLui, I think a new version comes out every 3 or 4 months. It takes a while before the new version shows up in JAWS, or I think NVDA is probably a little faster about adopting those versions. JAWS has only recently started using LibLui, maybe in the last year or year and a half. I'm not sure what translator they were using before. I'm also not sure what translator the iPhone and iDevices are using. Apple is pretty secretive about all sorts of things.
This is Catherine Rapid with a question.
Yes,
you're not answering that. So it's really, really good to hear about all these solutions, and things have gotten better year after year. I'm really grateful that as a student. My question is this. I'm going to be taking calculus in the fall and continuing it throughout the next year. For a practical solution, I'm not a computer coder, and I do math, but I like science better than math. So for someone who just wants to learn the math, focus on the math, not be ensnared by all these bugs or how to fix the bugs, what solution would you recommend for someone who's just wanting to learn the material?
Okay, it's the answer is going to be NVDA. It's going to be Braille, NVDA, and Math Player, and probably Math Type.
May I add to that?
Okay, the question is, what does plain student learn with this? Won't want to mess with this, what is the best optimal solution? And I'll come back to my own point that with Braille and NVDA and Math Player and Math Type, you just look at it. So that's the answer. Yes, sir, is the question.
So I had a Thomas Madsen here who will be teaching calculus in the fall. So let's say I had a student who was blind who was taking my class. So it's kind of answered that, the same question from two perspectives, I guess. How do I work with the student?
Okay.
To best, I guess, produce the material so it's easy to read.
Okay, the question is from a math instructor and teaching. What is the best way to get your math material? I'm going to tell you to write to the author.
He is the author. That's his question.
Well, if he is, but he's lucky, but most textbooks aren't. And I have had luck writing to authors and getting authors' copy, and they do LaTeX, or another is Microsoft Word. And using the math type equation editor, that's the best way. But I haven't struggled with trying to get too many books. In the early 90s, I did, and I had to work through publishers, and it could well take 1 to 2 years just to work through the publisher bureaucracy. I have gone directly to the authors and had better luck that way. The publisher, they may or may not talk to you, but you can sound especially pathetic and cry, this sort of thing. And assure them that you will not sell their compositor files, because this is how they make a living. So, okay, the person who's editing the text, actually, I kind of prefer, well, I don't know anything about the Pearson product, and I have the greatest hope for that, but over and above that, I like Word with MathType, just because you enter equation with LaTeX, and you go back and forth, and the sighted and blind people can use the same files. And so, Catherine, your answer is this: write to publishers, and hopefully they have Word files or LaTeX files to see your textbooks.
I got a question.
Yes, sir. Who's this, please?
This is Lucas.
Yeah?
Okay. I just finished a calculus, and I did everything on Braille.
Mm-hmm.
And
congratulations.
It was kind of a nightmare.
Okay, in what sense? There's ways to go nightmare. They can charge you.
It was like insane amount of stuff to read. Like the equations, like reading everything on Braille. Because when I tried to read the digital copy of the book, the equations kind of made a mess on the test tube. So I pretty much decided to do everything on Braille. So I needed to read about 90 pages of Braille per week.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now look, I'm going to tell you read it electronically. But in Braille, I mean, both speech and Braille. So the speech covers the part, but when you come to the equation in Braille, so, yes?
Yeah. And that comes to the second question. I'm a Mac user. All that you mentioned is for Windows. Is there any solution to read equations on Mac?
Well, this brings up our dear Catherine Webster, who's gonna tell us about iOS. And I had the problem, I got trying to get books from iBooks so that I could read and I couldn't, but that's because it's not iBooks' problem. It's because the publisher was putting images in the files, and you're going to be DOA there in Windows or iOS, or unless you want to do MT Reader, and then you've got to hire a transcription team to come and correct what they did. I'm going to tell you, yeah, you probably, did you read in paper braille? Is this what you were doing?
No.
What, how were you reading in braille? Go ahead.
All in BRF.
In BRF. Did you have speech to go with it?
I did, and again, it was a nightmare, because I think the way that the Disability Resource Center for my university made a book, I don't know why they did on the Nemeth, but basically the speech of the Braille display did not recognize as Nemeth, so it was reading as like a bunch of weird characters.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to say Braille, but done right. And we're going to go back and go to the author and beg and plead the author to give you the original source files and not go through a translation process.
This is Steve. Just to be clear, your solution assumes that the student has the MathML file.
Yes. Okay, yes. Or the Word file with design. Yes.
Because unfortunately, in many instances, that is not the
case. I know that.
The student writing to the author.
All right, here's my state. This is the secret, Steve. You start a year in advance.
Yeah.
That's the secret.
If you know what textbook you're going to be using.
Absolutely, yes. In the university, it probably would not be a whole lot of help to you. On this hot topic, because they let the professor choose, and the professor thinks a week before the course starts they can choose.
We just need to make it easier for students.
I have professors telling me 1 week before the test that they still needed to hear from the department which book they were going to use.
I understand this, but that's why you really have to start educating, and you really need to start on a course planning it a year in advance.
Follow up question also. So what if I, Thomas Madison Hagen, calculus instructor.
See, the equivalent.
If I'm writing, so I'll have my textbook, Stewart's calculus book, and from what I understand, there is some success in contacting the publisher to get an accessible version. What if I write notes in addition to the textbook? Mm-hmm. How do you recommend me doing that?
This is my ancient time. I'm a Nemeth code person, and I write my notes in Nemeth code, and that when I was going through school, that was on a Braille writer. The modern method, I would love to see a Pearson come to fruition, and so you could write notes with Pearson's Nemeth code translator. In the meantime, you may have to use LaTeX, which I think John was the one who said, yes, you can use LaTeX, but it can be a nightmare, and certainly you don't want to do equations. You don't want to prove and work mathematics using LaTeX. It can be done, but it's horribly, I would think, slow enough. Okay.
And you don't want to use MathML either without some help from the software.
Yeah, so I would tell you, go ahead, John.
I think Thomas has a different question. He's C-sided, and he wants to prepare things that's readable by a student. How would he do it?
Then your word with math type.
Or what I'm demonstrating at 5 o'clock.
I'm sorry, two people talk. Jonathan?
Thomas needs to stick around for my session later in the afternoon.
Okay, I'm out of that.
If you're writing in LaTeX, then you can convert LaTeX to
LaTeX
word through there's a conversion.
Right.
Or you can convert LaTeX to MathML. If you're writing in LaTeX should work. And if you're a blind person, you're better off having a LaTeX to either math type or MathML converter, so that if somebody sends you a LaTeX file, you know how to convert it to a form you can read.
So just to follow up again here, so what I do as an instructor, so I don't have any blind students in this fall semester, and I type my notes in LaTeX by default. So what I want to do is, I want to make sure that the LaTeX file I have does convert well, mm-hmm. and be able to do that kind of as needed. Is that what you're saying?
You can give them the LaTeX file.
Right.
You can give them the raw LaTeX file.
Yeah. There's a no-cost math editor, IMPTE editor, that will let you type both in text, and then when you need to enter math, you go into math mode and you enter LaTeX, but there's some leverage there. If you wanted to enter summation, for example, you do backslash S and it brings you to that selection and you hit enter. So you're not entering as many individual characters, and that's free. So I thought I would throw that out.
So empty editor, again for the recording, empty editor might allow you to take your own notes and prepare text, generate text.
No, assuming you are not an individual who is blind, if the editor does not talk.
Oh, okay, that makes a huge difference. Jonathan.
As someone who has to prepare lecture notes for a sighted audience, given I'm blind and I need to be able to proofread what I give those students, to answer Thomas's question, it's easy. If you know how. And once you've done it once, you can turn your tech files that you're already using for your sighted students into accessible MathML and MathJet. It's not hard if you know how. The problem we have is that too few people know that they already have the tools on their machines. If you have the standard MicTech installation, you have the capacity to turn your tech files into readable HTML right now.
If you have what?
The standard installation of LaTeX, MicTech.
So
how do you spell that, guys?
M-I-K-T-E-X.
So M-I-K-T-E-X used to turn files, LaTeX files, readable.
That's the standard software that most people are using for editing LaTeX documents and turning them into crappy PDF.
Okay, and John, how do you create your LaTeX files?
How do I?
Yes, do you use an editor?
I write them in an ordinary old boring text editor, or I use the accessible Technic Center or something else.
So okay,
I have plenty of options.
Yeah, I know, and you want to compile them and make sure they're compiled correctly, so you write in a text file, I'm amazed, but I can't, yeah, okay, I'm impressed.
Is MicTech an editor?
It has an editor, but the editors that come with MicTech are not accessible.
But it's a processor.
What's the one that is accessible?
Technic Center.
Could you spell that, please?
With difficulty. what is it? T-E-X-N-I-C.
Center. T-E-X-N-I-C.
C-E-N-T-E-R.
C-E-N-T-E-R. And what does this one do, Jonathan?
Technic Center is an editor for LaTeX. When you install Technic Center, you go through to the preferences and you tell the editor that you are vision impaired.
It's an editor for LaTeX.
That's it. That's all you need to do.
You go to the preferences and tell it to do what, John?
That you're visually impaired.
That you're visually impaired. Okay, thank you.
This is a Windows open source.
It's definitely Windows. Not sure if it's open source, but it's certainly free.
Thank you. Okay, question in the back.
So, Thomas, here again. Do you have a list of editors that are? Do you recommend the tech makers that sort of cross platforms working on Mac as well?
Thomas, your question probably really ought to be left until we do the authoring math content later on.
All right.
I mean, it's a good question, but I just want to leave that till later. All
right.
I've given the details for one LaTeX editor that does work for blind people, but practically everything else doesn't, just the short version.
Okay.
Other questions? And is Catherine here? Okay. Other questions?
Good. I had one quick question.
Yes.
Is there any advantage, is there anything that MathJax and JAWS do better than NVIDIA and MathFair, or is...
Nope.
Alright,
NVDA has disappeared in JAWS.
That's just it.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, well, you get political when you say why that is, and we're not going to put it politically.
You know, a lot of people have, I think it's a good idea to try to have more than one screen reader on your system. If you're running Windows, they will all have different strengths, and you can run NVDA with the eSpeak synthesizer if you want, but there are a lot of other options.
He was running the synthesizer that comes with Windows 10, which, as you can see, didn't sound too bad. They're a little sluggish. Most of those synthesizers, the only one that's not really sluggish is eSpeak. So when you're typing stuff, that's probably the way you would want to go. Besides, it takes you back to the 80s, the sound of the sounding board and the Braille and speech. Oh, my
that's not for the echo.
Oh, no, I hate that.
Yeah. Okay, and your question is, I wasn't totally right on that. The Braille display options on what JAWS does, which is only web pages, is more accurate than NVDA. Hopefully the next thing that Neil Soifer is doing will fix that. But right now, JAWS is a little bit more accurate in the Braille display, although I'm hearing the same thing. Other questions?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Abby Orton, and I am a high schooler going into my junior year. And I'm going to do pre-AP pre-calculus. So would you, do you have any suggestions for me on how to type in my assignments to my teachers and for them to send that to me so that I can read it in the
Well, okay,
so
I think...
Come back at 5 o'clock.
No, okay. The questions come back at 5 when you learn about ordering math tools. I'm not good at writing. My math type is totally crashed. I don't know why. It told me over the weekend that my new license contract had finished the 30-day free option, and I couldn't convince it otherwise. And if there's anybody in here who has a computer here which has a successful math type installation, I'd like to talk to them for a few minutes. So I guess wait for the authoring seminar coming up, I guess, at 5.
Lewis?
Yes, sir.
If I could ask people to come back at 4:15 instead of 5 o'clock.
Okay. Why don't you stay here short of the bio break? You better have short break. All right, any other questions? I think maybe we ought to get out of here. Okay.
I think we're done.
Okay.
I think we're done. I'll just say that, Catherine Webster is the president of the whole student division. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm sorry she couldn't make
it.
Could I?
John, I need a